Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. I'm excited to share with you that I am starting to feel better. I think the fever has broken, and I expect that by tomorrow, all will be well. Interestingly, the weather seems to be going on this journey with me. Monday was gray and cloudy, and it turned into rain that hung around through late last night. This morning, there are patches of blue in the sky, and supposedly by tomorrow, we'll have clear skies and a high temperature in the 60s for the first time since that unseasonably warm week back at the beginning of March. I'm sure Mrs. Quackerson will enjoy the warmer temps as she sits on her eggs. In fact, yesterday, while I was still stuck in bed resting, I got to thinking about our sweet Mama Duck. She's laid her eggs, and her God-given instinct is to sit on them and keep them warm. Early on, there's not really a way for her to know if the eggs will develop, so she plays her part, doing what she knows she's supposed to do, trusting that it'll work out okay. Soon, she'll begin to feel the warmth of the new life developing inside. Then, shortly before they hatch, the fully formed ducklings will actually begin to peep inside the shell. And when she or Mr. Quackerson quacks back, they can hear it. I wonder if you can think of a time you've had to wait, trusting that something good is coming. Maybe, like me this week, you've been sick and you know you'd get better, but it takes time. Or maybe you're trying to learn a sport or a language or a musical instrument. You have to practice, and it might not feel like you learn very much each day, but over time you can see the progress you've made. When you think of something, go ahead and share it with your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. This kind of thing is actually a really good way to understand how best to celebrate Easter. Of course, it's a big deal that Jesus rose from the dead. As we've said over the last week, it was a sign that the power of God's life and love are stronger than anything. But you might then wonder why things aren't perfect yet. Why do bad things still happen? Why do we still get sick? Why are people still mean to each other? Why do we still make poor choices, even when we want to be good people and do the right thing? The answer is that following God isn't a magic trick. We don't snap our fingers and suddenly become perfect people. We've talked about this with our core disciplines on the podcast: gratitude, intention setting, and prayer. Doing them once or twice is not going to have a huge impact in the long term. But, for example, if you take time each week or even each day to think about the things you're grateful for, it'll begin to train your mind to look for the good stuff God has placed all around you. In the church that I'm a part of, we call this sanctification. It's a really big fancy word that means becoming more and more like Jesus. Slowly, over time, we practice living the kind of life God wants us to live, and slowly, over time, it gets a little easier. Now, don't get me wrong, there are still going to be really challenging days. There are going to be days where we feel like we know what we're doing, and days where we feel like total beginners. What matters is that we follow the example of Mrs. Quackerson. We do what we know we are supposed to do, and trust that God will take care of the rest. And just like there will soon be signs that the eggs are turning into ducklings, God will also show us the ways in which we are learning, growing, and making progress. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. Whether today is an easy day or a tough day, we know you're right there with us, encouraging us and helping us. Help us practice loving you, loving others, and loving ourselves today so we can take one more tiny step in the direction you've laid out for us. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Thursday, and I'll catch you tomorrow.